I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Happy Friday. We are closing out this week centered around the holiday season. We're basically figuring out what works for us and what doesn't work for us this Christmas, and getting clarity around that so that by the time New Year's Eve rolls around, we're actually still feeling grounded and like we haven't abandoned ourselves or let ourselves be walked all over, or suddenly we're involved in drama from spending time with family, or we're really stressed out from trying to get everything perfect. Basically making sure that this holiday is your holiday, that you feel even better by the end of it than you do right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is Feel Good Friday, so I have some actionable self-care tips, or something actionable that I want you to do today. And the thing I want us to get into is I want you to sit down and I want you to define some ground rules for yourself when it comes to this holiday season. And when I say ground rules, what I really mean are boundaries, of course. Not saying that boundaries in that sense that you have to communicate them with someone or tell someone what I don't want this or I don't want that. It could be that. But when I say boundaries, really they are for you to get clarity on what is okay with you and what isn't okay with you, and making sure that you hold yourself accountable around these things. So three things you're going to define that you feel are absolutely non-negotiable for you to stay really healthy and feel whole and feel grounded all season long. Three things that you need this season. I'm going to give you mine just as like a little inspiration, but of course you're going to write your own. You're going to make sure that they totally resonate with where you are and what's happening in your life. For me, my three ground rules to feel really good this season, I actually have four because I'm an overachiever, but I'm going to share them with you. You can, of course, write as many as you like, okay? But my number one is, and this is a really big one for me. It's been a hard one for me historically, but I am so holding myself to this year. When it comes to family celebrations, if I end up in a situation or a conversation or anything at all that doesn't feel good to me. Whether that is, yeah, whatever it could be, just something that doesn't resonate, that gives me that little bit of that challenging feeling inside, like, oh, here we go again. If I find myself in a situation that doesn't feel good, I will leave it. That is, I'm really holding myself to this season. I am not going to get into any drama, arguments, try to change people's minds about stuff, or no, none of that this year. I will simply walk away. This is a big one, and I put it as my number one because I think it's the most important one for me. Number two on my little ground rules for this holiday season is I'm going to focus on doing things that are joyful for me. I often find myself thinking about, well, what does everybody else want this season? What would make everybody else happy? And what does everybody want for Christmas? And how can I put on the best celebration so that everyone feels great? I'm going to continue doing those things, but I'm going to make sure I include myself in that equation. So what is actually joyful for me? What is something, if I sit down and I think, what would I love to do this holiday season? What's something that I would love to experience? There's a lot of things on that list that I wouldn't normally even go for. I would focus on family and my daughter, of course, doing kids stuff. But there are a few things I would love to do that maybe don't involve anybody else. And I'm going to make space for that this season. So I'll do things that are joyful for me too. Third ground rule here, and this is an important one. I feel like a lot of you are going to resonate. I am going to allow for messes to happen. I'm going to lower my expectations. Everything doesn't have to be perfect, especially when it comes to the big Christmas celebration that, of course, I am in charge of and I'm hosting. I'm going to soften a little bit there. It doesn't have to be perfectly clean. Not everything has to be right on time. I don't have to get everything right. What's important is that we are gathering and that we're having a good time. So I'm just going to ease up on that perfectionist streak that I have a little bit. I think that's a really good one. And then the fourth one that I'm sneaking in there, it's a given for me all year round, but I just wanted to emphasize it anyway, is I'm going to stay really anchored in my self-care practices. I'm going to make sure I'm still on my yoga mat. I'm still going to go to the gym, which is apparently something I do now. I'm still going to sit with tea at my tea table. I'm still going to journal. I'm not going to let those things fall away just because it's Christmas. Actually, I'm going to do more of them. And that is how I am planning to make sure I have a really, really great holiday season this year. What about you? I want to hear your three or maybe four or five or however many you have. Just make sure they're not unrealistic, right? Don't give yourself 20 things that you're going to do. Focus on things that you know you can really hold yourself accountable to. What are those three ground rules that you're setting for yourself? Three things that you know you need this season. Sit down, contemplate, write them down, and if you like, share them with somebody. Post them to social media or tell your best friend or your person or your spouse. Talking about them and sharing them is really helpful because it makes them really real. And it means you can also ask people for help if you find yourself in a situation where all of a sudden that thing is really tricky, right? Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me for this week. I feel like this week really served me well. I hope it served you super well too. Have a beautiful weekend. And of course, I hope we all have a magical month of December. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.